not very nice.
This will be okay, though. 95 Will Rock.
Emily just calls me last night, sends me a text. She wants to get drunk at work today.
No.
So I'm like, well, that was basically the gist.
I don't want to get drunk. I just want to catch a nice buzz with my morning coffee. You don't ever want to just catch a nice buzz with your morning coffee?
At work?
At your job?
What are these guys doing?
Every day.
They're dumping booze everywhere. It's coffee. Yeah,
you don't have a choice, Tom. Drink, drink.
That's what we do.
Slow your roll. I don't know what I'm getting into here.
It's okay if I have a sip, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Troy is our friend. He did. He was one of the Rum Chata guys. We've done all sorts of different booze with our coffee. Rum Chata, Tippy Cow.
Yeah.
We were putting Fireball in it for a while there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So it's Apollo Beverages, and Troy's new thing is Woody's Northwoods Bourbon Cream. So this is flavored bourbon. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Everybody knows right now bourbon's so popular. So what we did is we took real cream, we added aged bourbon, and we have an original flavor, a honey flavor, and a maple flavor. The maple's real maple, the honey's real maple, so it's the real deal.
So what's the original flavor?
So it's just the original flavor is just original cream with bourbon. You can really taste the bourbon coming out of the cream in that one. It's
okay.
Really mixed as well with things like Not Your Father's Root Beer, for example. We call that Not Your Father's Woody.
Okay.
there's a lot of
things.
Yeah, that's right. There's no political incorrectiveness in this radio station, I've noticed, right?
Right.
Very
is that a word, political incorrectiveness?
Yeah.
What's in mine? What do we put in mine? Do we know
that's the original bourbon cream. All right. So we're doing Morning Wood.
Cheers.
That's the coffee. We call it Morning
Wood. So
yeah,
you can booze it up.
Morning Wood.
Now, this product is not designed to booze it up at work. I mean.
Well, it could, depending on where you work.
You can, right?
Yeah. If you have a fun drive like you guys, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a surgeon, though, probably no.
Probably no
maybe
on the surgeon.
Airline pilot.
Right.
Pilot,
the main
probably
two.
No on the pilot.
Did you see flight? It worked good for Denzel.
Right, he flipped that plane over and landed it.
That was impressive.
Yeah. Eddie, you're going to be a great, great citizen one day. I'm going to put a little more
in there. Are you adding more
in?
Wow,
well, I don't like the coffee, so I'm going to put some of the honey stuff in there.
Yeah,
so,
whatever works for people.
And it's real honey, real maple in the maple, and it's real cream. So does it have like a shelf life? Once you open it, you got to get it drank?
It doesn't, because actually we hit the bourbon with the cream, and the bourbon hits as soon as the cream is made. The bourbon hits it and acts as a natural preservative. So there's nothing that
liquor,
can grow in there.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, there's some science going on.
Yeah, that's nice.
A little bit of science in this booze.
You store it in the fridge, and it's 27 proof. Like regular booze is like 80 proof. So this is like. Not quite a
you're
third.
Not getting hammered right. off,
yeah.
you know, off
yeah.
like a couple cups of coffee
yeah.
with it. But.
It's kind of like we started low. If you want to spike it up, you can spike it up,
add
obviously.
A little more bourbon,
yeah,
right.
like add whatever you want to it. Like, for example, we have the Woody's honey. We call it the honey badger. You can actually add, Jack honey or Jim Beam honey.
Just sit around and make up recipes?
Yes. Yeah,
it's the
just
best
like,
job
just
ever.
Just like you guys sit around and make up scripts, we sit around and make up recipes.
All
it's
right.
pretty much the same
All
thing.
Right. Where do you make this stuff at?
We produce it in Florida right now, okay. But we're actually looking to possibly make it up in New York as well. So right now it's made down in Florida at a really nice creamery that produces this kind of stuff.
Be careful when you go to the production facility. Those people are all nuts.
Yeah,
so,
well, this one's in St. Pete, so it's not quite as...
quite as crazy.
No.
It's not down in the,
no
it's
face
not
eating.
In the Okeechobee or whatever.
Yeah, they have more teeth than tattoos
right,
in that area.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, it's good. It's Woody's Honey Bourbon Cream, Woody's Original Bourbon Cream, Woody's Maple Bourbon Cream.
Can
so.
I tell you, our coffee here is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this makes it good. I can drink our coffee with this.
That could be a tagline for us. Making bad coffee good
coffee
across America.
Right now,
you're welcome.
Right
yeah.
Don't. She's going to want
You can take it.
Okay.
No, you can take it. It's all yours. It's all yours.
Have her sign something before you leave, Troy.
As much as she helps me, she deserves a little royalty once in a while. Maybe a couple cases.
All right. Well, it's very good. And where can you get it if people want to try it?
So it just arrived at Woodman's in Kenosha. Tenuta's. Thank you, Chris Tenuta. He just took it. Festival Foods is about to bring it on, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
Southport Pantry, little places like that around by my neighborhood. And then several bars around Kenosha have it. Fex Place, The Buzz, Mike's Donuts and Chicken, Captain Mike's, TG's, Cooler by the Lake, Fex Coins,
all right.
Lotus, Kaiser's.
So it's not just for coffee. I mean, all sorts of cocktails and stuff.
Yeah, you can do a lot of different martinis and different things. People are playing around with it. We put it in a chai tea yesterday at the buzz. The honey chai tea is delicious.
You guys will just put it in
anything. Delicious and nutritious.
Does it go in formula, Emily?
I bet you Max would love this. I bet you he would love it.
Legally, they can't.
I'm not touching that one.
I'm just
saying. By the time he goes to college, he'll be a champ.
If there's a long car trip coming up.
Right.
We like to get our customers early, but maybe not that
early. Not that early.
There's political
My parents definitely rubbed bourbon on my gums at some point.
Right. When we travel
across. This is just a toned down version.
You're going to travel across the country with the kids. You're like, did you hear a cough? I think I did. Give them some
cough medicine.
Yeah. Well, here, you just give them a little. No, don't do that. All right. So if you want to know, you got a website and everything yet?
Yep. We do. It's enjoywoodies.com.
Obviously.
Of course. You got to, hey, we're going to take it all, right? Yeah. All right. Bada bing.
Enjoywoodies.com. And people on the IL side listening are going to be able to get a hold of enjoywoodies.com. And then the product, when? Are you going to roll out? Is there a big rollout?
So we're in the process of rolling out. We're actually with Badger Liquor, which is a big liquor distributor here for any of our restaurant people out there. But we're rolling out now. So it's just been the last week that we produced the product and rolling out. And like I said, Woodman's and Festival Tanuta's and stuff have it. And we're going to try to do more than that and expand it throughout Wisconsin, really.
Ask for it at your favorite place and check it out online. Enjoywoodies.com.
You got it.
I'll post it on my Facebook page today.
Okay, perfect.
Post something on your Facebook page.
You didn't know me.
Uh-oh.
You didn't know me.
Tom is going to be shirtless by the end
more
of the
crappy hour. Coffee. Get it in here. We'll sweeten it up.
Keep making that crappy coffee. We love it.
Troy, thanks for coming
in,
man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 6:55.
Partly sunny today. High near 75.
This is a real eye-opener. Here's Disturbed. Open your eyes on Will Rock.